I guess I wanted to know, first up, the fixtures were announced. You're staying on the road for a couple more weeks before a nice big long run at home. Can I get your thoughts on that, please?
Yeah, I mean, I think given all the circumstances and constraints, it's probably the best case scenario right now. If we were to come home before we finish all of our road games, we'd have to, I'm guessing, kind of quarantine every time we returned, which wouldn't be much difference for us here, but would make a big difference to the families and people that we live with. So probably for the best. It's going to be a tough haul here the next 5-6 weeks, whatever it is, but we'll feel good if and when we can get back home. I don't think anybody here is taking anything for granted, though.
What was the players' reaction to the thought of another 2 weeks on the road, but I guess then an extended period at home?
I don't really know if there's much reaction. I think we all kind of expected it, or something worse. And I think, again, like, we all thought we'd be home on February 5th, and then that was kind of yanked under our feet. So everyone's learned not to get too excited and just to try and take it one thing at a time.
And can I just ask one last one from me, just a word on Jesse's incredible milestone?
Yeah. I was saying the other day that what makes it the most incredible is the fact that there's only like one game every 3 months. So he must have been playing for a long time to get all those games in. So his longevity is to be commended. I think it has a lot to do with his professionalism and how he takes care of himself and goes about his work. Obviously I've only been around for, I guess, 11 of the 400 or 399. So I'm very happy to decide to just keep going. And he's made a big difference to the team this year with his play, but also with his leadership. And for me personally, just making the adjustment and being a first time head coach here, it's been great to have someone like him just to lean on every now and then, and also be a great example to the new guys that are here.
Scott, what your reaction to Matt Hodgson getting his suspension upgraded to 2 games? What do you make of that and the whole process as you've seen it unfold?
Well, are they gonna appeal again, or is that it? Is that the end of it? We'll wake up Sunday and find out, I guess. I don't think it's – I'm not really complaining about the punishment. I think it's probably fair. I mean, I don't have anybody in the league to know what the precedents are. But, I mean, it seems fairly reasonable. So I don't have a problem with that. I just thought the process was a little bit weird, but maybe it's just because it's my first time through it. I don't know why the league just didn't give them the suspension that they wanted first and then let us appeal or not. But regardless, it's hopefully we can put it behind us after this week. And I'm glad that Haji was able to get a few good practices in, because, he shouldn't be too rusty or anything like that when he comes back. And I'm sure he'll be excited to kind of contribute to the team once he gets back as well.
Melbourne United this week. It's a massive showdown. There's been a bit of talk about the Bryce Cotton versus Matt Dellavedova showdown, I guess. What do you make of that matchup, and what do you make of the game?
Well, they're two great players, both with NBA potential or history. Obviously, he's got a lot more NBA resume than Bryce, but Bryce has a lot more NBL resume than Delly at the moment. But two great competitors. Obviously one's very known for his offense and one's very known for his defense. That being said, I'm not sure they're even going to guard each other. So it'll be a matchup on the court in terms of their teams, but we'll see who matches up with each other in terms of one-on-one. But obviously the way the game is played, there's going to be times where they'll face off. And, United has a unbelievable defense. It's, really impressive what they do defensively, and Delly is a big reason for that, and it won't be the first time that I had to deal with him on that side of the ball, having crossed paths in the playoffs before. So should be fun. Should be an exciting game.
You talk about the defense of United. You guys had another slow start last time out. Is that can you afford to keep doing that, especially against a team as defensively minded as United?
I don't know. Can we afford not to? We seem to win all the games that we have a slow start. Maybe that's our secret. I think the key to this game is our defense, because they're gonna make us work for our buckets. So it's that much more important that we do the same to them. I think we have a good half court defense. I think we're second or third in the half court, but overall we're fourth or fifth. So we have some little things to clean up to if we want to get to the level we need to be at to contend for a championship on the defensive side. But yeah, on paper anyway, it's the number one offense against the number one defense. Depend on who you ask, which is better to have. As a coach, I think you tend to trust defense because it travels a little bit better. Sometimes the shots don't fall and has nothing to do with your offense. So hopefully we get enough shots to fall Saturday, but we can also prove that we're among the best in the league on the defensive side too.
Yeah, Scott, can you talk a bit more about the Dele knowledge, your background coaching against him and what you can take from those sorts of things, as opposed to when you've come here and are seeing blokes for the first time a lot of the time?
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to remember if there was two playoff series or just one. For sure, there was one with Milwaukee that we won a battle before Milwaukee kind of breakthrough in Boston, that is. And I just remember that he was a big factor off the bench with his defensive presence. He picked the ball up full court. He disrupted the offense and made things real difficult. So he's doing the same stuff here, just at more of a, I guess, a marquee role. He's also playing well offensively too. I don't want to make light of his offense. He had seven threes a couple games ago. So he's one of the best players in the league. He's NBA caliber, and like I said, I know firsthand that he can really disrupt things defensively, but their whole team is very strong defensively, and we don't have to worry about a lot more than just him.
And in terms of your offensive power, we've seen so many times where one bloke gets a roll in one quarter and then you can go to another bloke in another quarter if required. How valuable is that in a game like this where you've got multiple options that they don't know who you're going to turn to at which point?
Well, it's always valuable to have multiple options. I don't know who we're going to turn to either most games. It's just a matter of, the ball usually finds the person that's meant to shoot it. Sometimes the defense dictates who that is. Other times you can help kind of sway things in the direction that you want. But we saw in the last couple of games, teams have obviously tried to take Bryce and Vic out and then left open some of our other guys and helped off them and so forth. And, you know, against Sydney, those guys didn't really hit those opportunities, those shots. And then against Southeast, they were on fire. So I hope that gives them confidence and maybe makes teams think twice about how they're going to match up with us. But in scouting Melbourne, I know that they're going to definitely deny and make it tough for Bryce to get his catches. And I'm assuming for Vic too.
And we know Matt Hodgson out there. You've obviously had to go smaller a lot of times this year. Joe Lowell Achul is in some fair nick on the rebounding side of things. How do you counter that without the height that you would have liked to have been out there?
Yeah, I mean, everyone's going to have to step up a little bit. Juk's going to have to play well and keep him off the glass. And we're going to have to do a good job on his duck-ins and his seals around the rim. I think that we saw in Southeast, the other side of the coin is in our favor sometimes too, that they have to guard us when we go small. We'll just play around with some different lineups, and everyone's going to get some good minutes with Haji out. So we'll have a chance to figure out maybe what the best approach is, if there is one, and hopefully figure it out in time to compete for this game. And if not, at least the next two games, we'll have a bit better of a game plan, how we can attack them.